B-Pod Studios.
There it is. Let me read you the story. This out of Tampa newspaper. Somebody is killing ducks and leaving them on the lawn of a woman who regularly feeds them. Priscilla Badger started feeding scores of Muscovy ducks about 2.5 years ago. Hi, Priscilla.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
First of all, I have to ask you this honestly, because we have the same problem here in our neck of the woods, especially in our town of Cape Coral, about the Muscovy ducks. Why 2.5 years ago did you start feeding these ducks, which to most people are considered a nuisance?
Well, I don't know why they would consider them a nuisance, but about that time, I hadn't lived in the house too long, and I'm kind of a refugee from apartment living, and I was looking so forward to having a house and backyard and trees and nature, and I looked out, and there were these ducks, and a bunch of trappers were getting them, and in a rather brutal fashion.
I don't know how brutal, but you know they do have trappers for those Muscovy ducks, because unlike your mallards or your wood ducks and other fowl like that, these Muscovy ducks are like the low end of the spectrum. They are filthy animals.
I don't agree with you at all.
Why? Explain.
I don't find them filthy. In other words, I started feeding them. You asked me why you didn't let me in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not want them trapped, so I put some food in back of my trees by my house to lure them away from the trappers, because I know that they kill them. I thought they were nice. I find them sweet, docile animals. And perhaps they aren't beautiful, but then not all of us are. They're gentle, and they did no one harm. I would feed them in back of my tree.
What about the feces on the sidewalks, because it's a disease spreader and causes an awful lot, especially with kids?
I don't find, and I've never heard of any disease spread to any human by a Muscovy duck, and if you can find me a case, let me know about it, please.
And you live in a beautiful area of Boca Raton.
Yes,
and it is unsightly, wouldn't you think, on sidewalks?
I don't find anything unsightly out by my house. No, I do not. My sprinklers go on regularly. The county sprinklers go on regularly.
Uh-huh.
The sidewalks, as far as I can see, are basically clean. These are not disease spreaders. I am in contact with a Duck Haven Incorporated, which is in Margate, Florida.
Right.
And this lady has been rescuing and rehabilitating and curing injured Muscovies for 26 years.
Well,
she's never contracted any disease, by the way.
Well, I'm glad that you bring this up, because Miss Badger, also on the phone with us right now, because I knew that you, being an animal lover like you are, probably don't fully understand all of this stuff. On the phone with us is Professor Robert Selko from the Florida Institute. Professor, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Say hello to Priscilla Badger from Boca Raton.
Good afternoon, Miss Badger.
Good afternoon.
Now, she is going on, and somebody's been killing these ducks and leaving them on your lawn. Obviously, that's enough to make somebody frightened, and I completely understand that.
Yes, they have not only left them on, they have thrown them. I've gone out at 8:30, and my backyard is quite dark, and they've thrown them toward me. They've landed about 3 feet from me, the blood running out of their mouth and out of their eyes. They have placed them at my front door. They have placed them at my back terrace door, and they have thrown them at me several times.
Ms.
About 10.
You have not handled the carcasses, have you?
I picked them up and put them in a bag, yes.
Professor, anything about that?
Well, that can be pretty risky.
I doubt it.
Do you wear gloves when you do?
No, I don't. I wash my hands afterward.
Yeah, you've never been struck by a quill, have you, where it's broken
skin?
There
are no quills. But no, of course not. These ducks, in fact, they are killed by the head. Evidently, they are bludgeoned or something. There's blood running out of the beaks and out of the eyes.
That's good, because that gives somebody knew what they were doing. The best way is to use what they call a garrote.
That's horrible. I find that cruel.
A garret.
And as a matter of fact, if I do find the person doing this, I am going to ask that they be charged with animal cruelty.
But Ms. Badger, let's stop right now. I don't blame you. That is a cruel way to be handling ducks of any kind.
And they are trespassing, and they are caressing me.
Whether they are a nice duck like a mallard or a filth duck like a Muscovy.
I don't know why. They both do a certain number of bathroom functions.
But that's why I brought the professor on to talk to you about Muscovy.
There's a difference between the species of a mallard and a Muscovy.
Professor, is there a difference?
Well, I'd like to hear that.
Please.
Well, Stan, yes, there is.
There is.
Really? What is it?
These Muscovy ducks, and I want to preface my remarks by saying I'm sure that this nice lady means well.
Uh-huh. Are you a zoologist, Professor?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
And many people mean well by feeding these ducks. And the problem is that these are not mallards. A mallard is a very meticulously clean animal.
I don't understand that. I've seen them do their number as the Muscovies in the very same way from the very same orifice.
Well,
and I don't understand what the difference could possibly be.
Well, ma'am, if I may, I think that if you looked under a microscope, you'd see the difference.
Well, why are they different?
They're different in that the Muscovy is almost like a flying rat. As far as its habits.
Excuse me, that is a very funny thing.
Well, it may
be
funny with you, but the first time you come down with the jungle rot, you won't be laughing.
Professor, is this why in many communities, I know in Cape Coral, maybe in Boca, they do have these trappers to get these nuisances out?
Stan, if I can just tell you, this has been classified by the state of Florida. DNR is a nuisance animal.
I see.
And it's certainly nothing that you want to encourage breeding and population on. These things, and this lady may have seen it if you're close around them, these things have a lot of what they call dander.
What?
And that can spread a multitude of diseases.
I don't think
diseases.
You've ever been near one, Professor. Excuse
Everything
me.
Everything from syphilis to hepatitis.
I beg your pardon? You're telling me a Muscovy duck has dander that will spread syphilis?
Well, it'll spread a lot
professor?
Of things.
You are a professor?
That's correct, ma'am.
I really would like to have someone else verify that. I find that absolutely amusing, ridiculous, and how you could call yourself a professor is way beyond.
Professor, how long have you been teaching, Professor?
When you start dealing... 20 years.
20 years.
When you start dealing with these animal lovers, they tend to do
what they call anthropomorphosis. Professor, syphilis is a venereal disease, and what are you telling me these ducks are doing?
These ducks, it spread through the feces because these ducks will go.
You told me the dander. What dander? First of all,
the dander is the airborne substance that can get into your pores and your skin.
If I would touch a Muscovy, I would get syphilis.
That's quite possible, or a good case of jungle rot.
The lady who runs Duck Haven Incorporated out of Margate, you might want to talk to her and get a little bit educated.
What is Duck Haven?
She has been handling these ducks for 26 years.
Almost as long as you've been a professor.
Handling them by her hands, she has never become ill with even the sniffles, let alone syphilis.
Professor?
Maybe we ought to get a pint of her blood and save the world.
Please contact her. She's very vigorous and very healthy.
Well, she's playing with fire.
Oh, not for 26 years, right?
Could be a mental disease.
Oh, yes, it sounds like they're spreading around up where you are.
Well, I'll tell you what, at the very least, you're in for a good case of the squirts. You keep handling those things.
Oh, really? You left out the black plague.
Black plague. Now, come on, we're being a little facetious here.
However, there has been some indication that the AIDS is spread by these things.
Please.
Yes. The feces, if they get into the water supply, could conceivably wipe out a small town.
Now, I've heard that. I've heard that.
You are absolutely
the
wrong.
Duck...
I suggest, sir, of the radio station,
yes.
Could you get another expert on?
Well,
you're giving me one side from a man who probably should have retired a long time ago from his profession.
Professor, how old of a man are you?
I'm 55.
You're 55?
Well, I mean, these things set in early, perhaps. Maybe you came too close to a Muscovy duck, and you got some of these things.
Well, I'm not the one with rocks on my head.
Well, I don't know what it is. It may be sawdust.
Oh, Professor!
I don't
hold on. I don't like it. I don't like this call.
I didn't come on here to to deal with this and have somebody call me names. Now, this is the woman
well,
with
you
the crime.
You called me.
I did not.
That a human being can get AIDS and syphilis from a Muscovy duck.
That's absolutely correct. It can be spread through the dander and the feces.
Oh, yes. Sir.
And if you take
how many cases of syphilis and AIDS have been found from that source?
And hepatitis.
Oh, tell me how many cases of hepatitis, syphilis, and AIDS have been found as a result of the Muscovy duck's presence. Would you tell me how many?
Well, I don't have the exact figures, but it's...
What studies are you citing?
I'm citing studies from universities and clinical studies, and I'm
nothing.
Not basing it on...
What studies?
I'm not basing it on the little duck in my backyard.
You're going to talk like that, you better have a study that cites this as a fact.
You got rocks in your head, lady.
Well, no, I'm asking for studies.
Professor, you yourself have conducted studies over the years, haven't you?
Well, yes, I've conducted many necropsies of Muscovy ducks.
From what university?
Florida Technical Institute.
And what are the results of your case studies, and may I have the numbers so that
well,
I can look it up?
Well, what we do is we take a Garrett, and we remove the duck's head, and then we cut into the skull of the duck. Now, there's numerous times I found worms in their heads.
Oh, well, I can imagine that.
Tapeworms, things that'll make you sick and give you jungle rot.
Oh, my goodness sake. Now we have AIDS, syphilis, and jungle rot.
Yes.
That's very interesting. But I would like to know what case studies, because I want to read these studies.
Well, I need to read these studies.
If you're going to give this kind of information out,
do you have
it
a
better
computer?
Be based on scientific
Do you have a computer?
Espousing
Professor,
nonsense,
you,
and I need to know what case studies I
Professor,
want to know
you
the numbers
it,
and the years
right.
who did these studies. I want to read these studies.
Ms. Badger, hold on a second. Professor, you do have a website, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right.
If she wants to put her money where her mouth is.
Okay.
I didn't come on here to be insulted, lady.
you are the insulting one. I want to know the number of these studies.
If the people would like to read the studies.
Yes.
Could I get a word in edgewise? Damn it.
Yes, say it.
www.fti.edu/deadduck.
Ma'am, let's just agree to disagree. Both of you, please shake hands if you could on the radio.
I think it's dangerous to give out this crazy kind of information, and I think the people have a right to know where these studies can be obtained so that they can read the results of the studies and see how they were conducted. Are these some kind of control studies, or what are they?
What are they, Professor?
They're studies that I use a big old Garrett.
Yeah, that sounds very scientific.
All right, thank you very much, both of you, for being on the show, and I'll talk to you both later. Thank you very much.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope
want to sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people. Laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
K-Rock.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Rock your
Muscovy
head.
Duck Central.
Are
that
you,
woman.
Are you going to explain that?
Yeah.
Because phones were very active.
Yeah, well, Junior already got somebody complaining about something that happened 25 years ago. There was a woman. It was, and I said it at the beginning of the piece that we did.
What a piece of work.
That was, it was in the Tampa paper at the time, but it came from Boca Raton. And the woman was getting heat from her community because she was feeding these god-awful Muscovy ducks. The buzzards of the duck world. And the community had hired trappers to remove the Muscovy ducks. They're a nuisance. They're, and as it said in the thing, their feces get everywhere. They spread disease.
But she's an advocate.
But she was an advocate, and she was secretly feeding these ducks. And then I guess people in the neighborhood were killing the ducks and dropping them off on her front stoop and all that just to get her to stop. And she wouldn't.
She's what we call a crazy lady.
She was a crazy lady. Like some ladies feeding the stray cats, she was feeding the stray ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has dealt with Muscovy ducks, you know what we're talking about. And they were humanely being removed until she wanted to start a fight. So we figured we'd bring on our own professor.
See if we can talk it out.
Talk it out, but she wanted to fight. There's no getting through to that woman. None.
What was that website again? www.fti.edu/dead duck.
Well, it's been 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? It's probably been, you know, taken. But she just wouldn't stop. And I think it was a dispute that they were going to go and remove her.
Yeah. So up to you, lady. We can harvest the ducks.
Yeah.
Or we can harvest you.
You know, because as the professor said, they spread AIDS and syphilis and
hepatitis.
You know,
jungle rot.
Stan
wanted to fight.
Stan had to help me calm down because the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial is on.
Yeah, and he's on the stand right now. And what a unbelievable! This guy's a movie star.
A great man.
A great movie star.
And that is a gold-digging opportunist who is not a very good actress, although she's trying. You see her look away once in a while. Yeah.
There's nothing. I'm looking at a split screen of him on the stand, movie star.
You know,
and her. There's nothing pleasant about.
She's
pleasant
got a
about.
Lot of eye rolling going
yeah.
on.
Yeah, and they come along once a generation. I'd say she's this generation's Anne Heakey.
Anne Heche.
Yeah. Well, you know that I know her
yes,
name
I
is
know.
Anne Heche, but you
Heakey.
Remember?
Yeah, I do.
Jokey referred to her as Anne Heakey.
Yeah.
Now. She went, and Heche initially broke into Hollywood by sleeping with Steve Martin.
And he also, she slept with somebody else, too.
Yes, and then she realized that it was trendy to be lesbian and slept with, I think it was Ellen.
Yes.
But she was also romantically involved with another man before that, I think.
Oh, yeah, but it was whoever could get her career.
Anne Heakey.
Heakey. And you got the same thing with Amber Heard. Until Johnny Depp called her out because she got in a movie with Johnny Depp, trapped him, married him, and then started getting A-list roles.
What was she in with him? Pirates of Penzance? What was that? What
Rum
was,
Diaries.
Rum Diaries. I don't even know if he did Pirates of Penzance. I think he did the Captain Hook stuff.
But thanks to her and aging Johnny Depp now,
his career's being tarnished.
The last few years of his prime, when he could still do Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's the movie.
And whatever the non-Harry Potter J.K. Rowling film is, Fantastic Beasts or something.
23 she got him Jump kicked, Street.
Yep, she got him kicked off all those because he's an abuser.
Okay, I'm going to change the channel on you because as soon as it came on, you started hand-wringing and pacing.
Because look at that woman.
I see her.
Evil. Somehow.
I know.
Johnny Depp is like 58. And every other woman that he's been with in his entire life will say under oath, he's not a violent man. He was never violent towards me. And yes, our relationship ended, but he was always a gentleman.
Well, this had something to do, I think. I saw it on TMZ. It has something to do with somebody crapping in the bed.
She did it. She did it.
Gotta take a break.
No, I don't care who you are.
You don't crap in a bed.
You marry a
movie star.
On the outside, what appears to be a beautiful woman.
Her?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the movie star.
Well, yes. Well, I didn't call her a movie star. You called her a movie star.
I said
what appears to be a beautiful woman. And then one day you come home and find that she's crapped the bed and she's proud of it. Well, your life just took a turn, didn't
it? Sure
did.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, it is Tuesday. 1 hour from now, we will be joined in studio by attorney Mike Chiannopoulos. Second week in a row that he's been coming back into the studio, and you can talk to a lawyer directly. 277-9600 when he joins us. Everybody can use some legal advice. Get the advice from an attorney, and that'll be your chance in about an hour or so when Mike Chiannopoulos joins us. So by all means, call in, ask Mike a question. Also coming up on the show today, we'll have another edition of Stan's Name That Movie. Today, per Haney, movies about baseball. Baseball movies.
Hollywood loves baseball.
More than any other sport. A distant second is boxing, But far and away, baseball, Hollywood loves baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even, five movie clips, I could have done 20 movie clips.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's, you know, your baseball comedies, your baseball
yep.
dramas.
Your feel goods, your, by the way, and I just saw this because NBC announced we now have a overall idea of football broadcasters and where they're going for the NFL season. And everything is pretty much locked down.
They made such a big deal about it.
Yeah. So here's what I have learned.
And I mean, they're making huge money.
These are off the chart contracts for Monday Night Football on ESPN. ESPN has signed Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, jumping over from Fox. They're going to ESPN to do Monday Night Football.
If you had a business, would you hire either one of them?
No. Sunday Night Football, as expected, Mike Tirico is going to take over full-time play-by-play, and Chris Collinsworth is staying.
And Mike Tirico is perfect. He is perfectly non-offensive.
Yep.
He is non-compelling.
Yep.
And just keeps the game going.
And so Amazon Prime is going to be doing this season Thursday Night Football, exclusive to Amazon Prime for the next 11 years. Al Michaels will be doing play-by-play with I guess he's still with ESPN for two more years. College game day, Kurt Herbstreit.
Well, he's been around forever.
And he still has like 2 years left on his ESPN contract, but they're going to let him work with Amazon Prime. And so Al Michaels and Kurt Herbstreit will be doing Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime.
Well, that'll be good for Al Michaels because Herbstreit knows everything about every player going back to when they were in junior high school.
That's true. Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41, North Naples. Gentlemen, do you want the smell of success?
What he did for electric cars and spaceflight, he's now doing for cologne. Introducing Elon Musk, cologne for men. Elon Musk, an electric out-of-this-world scent with a hint of genius, the aroma of arrogance, and just a whiff of sandalwood. Elon Musk is the scent of the man you could be if you were a whole bunch smarter and really, really, really rich. Elon Musk. Some may say,
ugh, he stinks!
Perhaps, or maybe that's just the sweet smell of success. This just ain't any man's Musk. It's Musk's Musk. Elon Musk. Cologne for men.
Available at Macy's.
And you know why we're saying this? He wanted to take over Twitter, but the lefts won't let him. And you'd think they'd be in love with him because he modernized, made it for mass consumption, the electric car.
Made it practical.
And he leaves a very small carbon footprint. Why? Because he doesn't own a home.
For sure, it would be very problematic if I was consuming billions of dollars a year in personal consumption. But that is not the case. In fact, I don't even own a home right now. I'm literally staying at friends' places. If I travel to the Bay Area, where most of Tesla Engineering is, I basically rotate through friends' spare bedrooms. I don't have a yacht. I really don't take vacations. So it's not as though there's that my personal consumption is high. I mean, the one exception is a plane, but if I don't use the plane, then I have less hours to work.
Yeah, why would they be so upset with him?
Jealousy.
Yeah, that's all I can figure.
Because Elon Musk, without the money, we've seen how he's treated that mm-hmm. way. Well, I wouldn't think it would be a brilliant idea to be trying to start up a new company and going up against Ford, GM, Toyota, Nissan. Yeah, news to Elon. They're already car companies. Oh, and now he wants to be Rocket Man. You know what? We got people that make rockets. Why would you do that? Because I can do it better, and you're a turd.
Yep.
I don't like him.
There is a new survey out. Guys, you need to be aware of it. There's a new survey out that shows that cheating wives are more likely to have a cat than any other animal.
Thanks for coming over for dinner. This is my little apartment.
Ooh, nice. Thanks for having me over.
And this is my cat. And his name is Cat.
Unbelievable. Nice try, cheater.
I know. I never should have cheated on Carl. Well, want some salmon?
That explains it all.
Yeah. Let's see what else is going on.
This is not headline news. Russia is so desperate for soldiers, they're recruiting 60-year-olds. You can tell which ones they are because their tanks always have a blinker on. The post office will slow the delivery rate of first-class packages and celebrate their new slogan when it absolutely positively has to be there sometime around next week. And today is National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day. Or as our interns here at the radio station know it, Tuesday. This is not headline news.
Zingaroo.
Yeah. It recorded last night. I've got it on the DVR. I'll be enjoying it tonight, the season premiere of Better Call Saul. The final season. From what I've read, after you see the final season of Better Call Saul, you'll never look at Breaking Bad again the same way. That's what I've been told. In honor of the season premiere of Better Call Saul.
Well, how many episodes?
Probably 10. Maybe. In honor of the season premiere of Better Call Saul, musician Brandon Etheridge took a scene from the show and turned it into a mini musical. I think he did a pretty good job.
All right, enough. I've got to be in court.
Go, if you must, but know this. We will meet again.
I'm sorry, what'd you say your name was?
I'm Saul Goodman, and I make it my business to defend the citizens of Albuquerque against injustices of every kind.
Wow, you must be really expensive, though.
Not at all. I believe every man, woman, and child deserves speedy justice at a price they can afford.
Do you have a card?
Not for me,
for a friend.
Yes, and please tell your friend that I make no judgments and I'm available 24 hours a day.
Can I get one of those, sir?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't know if you've seen it. I know you haven't, and I only saw it because it was on television. There's a TikTok video that was posted last week where a woman was going to go and show off her look, but instead she filmed herself backing into a bedpost, and it made a noise, and she let out a little mini scream.
Oh, no.
She lets out a...
Could that be what little, happened to Bob Saget?
Yes. Now, I don't know. But she lets out a little ouch scream. And now people are playing it off by posting, doing duets with that TikTok. And they're going viral. So keep in mind, this young woman was going to go and show off her bod. She's got, you know, the yoga pants on and the tight top. And
Lululemon.
And Lululemon, probably, and she backs into the bedpost, and it hurts her, and she lets out an ouch. That went viral. And now the duets are going viral. Here you go.
Everybody shaking and staying alive, staying alive.
I'm still alive.
I keep on falling in.
All right, whenever you're ready, take your time, okay? Me and you, don't be nervous.
I should have bought your flowers and held your hand. Oh, baby, baby, oops. I did it again.
No matter what I do. You're a little late. Yeah, you're a little late coming in.
Yeah, she hits the post pretty good.
You never know what's going to resonate with people.
You don't know.
Because that makes no sense to me.
Well, it might make sense if Junior would take down the Muscovy duck and show you a picture of the girl who hit her hip on the bedpost. You don't have to worry about it. That's...
Muscovy duck with tremendous hair.
Oh, there she is. Now that went viral. And now they're all singing along with her. Ah!
Yeah, she was trying to get all sexified. Yep. And she took a banister to the hip.
Yes, and it made a noise.
Involuntary noise. I think that's the appeal.
Yes. That's correct. All right, this is going on, and I don't know if it's staged. I don't know.
You have had a problem with that lately.
Well, you be the judge.
Because you still stick to the Will Smith thing was staged.
Yes, I do. The United States Football League had their debut weekend.
Oh, it was staged. That was too good a game.
Ratings show that they drew 3 million people, which was about on par with the NBA playoff game that was on. By the way, today the XFL starting to play games. They're saying when they start in 23, we're going to give them higher salaries, more players make the team. We're going to give you more incentive. We're going to...
Well, I think all of these different leagues have proved that they can come up with a tremendous opening game.
Yes.
But they can't do a second because they've got all of their seat fillers. They've got their two best teams playing.
Yep.
And then... When people tune into the next game, they're expecting that level, and there's nobody there,
well,
and they're not very good.
Here's making the latest news in the new football league, the USFL. And I don't know if it's fake. USFL running back Devon Smith was fired from his team.
He was a pretty good running back at Michigan.
He was fired for being disrespectful because a staffer was serving the team chicken salad, but he wanted a slice of the guy's pizza instead. The league released a video of Smith's coach firing him, and people think it makes them look pretty bad. Here is the head coach firing Devon Smith for being disrespectful.
When I first talked to you guys on March 22nd, I had a handbook. I covered some items that were very important to me.
Line 46 addresses that. Any disrespect of football or members, staff, USFL, hotel, etc., would not be tolerated.
And it's been brought to my attention that has occurred with you. So, unfortunately, cost of doing business, I'm
going
to have to let you go.
I didn't think I did anything or said anything disrespectful.
I can tell you what happened exactly.
It's not important right now.
Right.
It's not important.
I don't know.
It's already happened.
Right.
It's already happened.
I didn't say anything disrespectful. I don't eat chicken salad. And I was like, is there another option? Walked in with pizza. And I was like, can I get a slice of pizza? He said, no. He said, is that going to be a problem? I said, yes.
and I appreciate you sharing that. But the matters, it's done.
How many of us have been in a meeting like, I appreciate you sharing that?
Yep. Appreciate you sharing that, but we've already made our decision.
Wonder what the real story is.
I don't know. They said even the video looked a little quirky because...
If that's who I think it is, it's a pretty pretty good player for that level.
It doesn't help that the video looks just like one of those police interrogation videos shot from above. So, I don't know. Unless they're just trying to get more attention. I don't know.
Well, you know what they say about chicken salad.
What do they say?
Well, you can't make chicken salad out of chicken.
Right.
Is that it?
Something like that.
They used to say it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually about football.
Can't
but, it, you know, it is what it is.
Yep. At the end of the day, it is.
Yeah.
What it is.
we got to trust the process.
Yep. Yep.
Got to execute.
Yep. When we come back.
You know, we just got to prepare like we know how to prepare.
We're going to open up the phones, find out what's on your mind. This is something we do every day. We set aside a little bit of time to talk to you, our beloved audience.
We just, you know, we got to put on our hard hats, pick up our lunch pails, and go to work
every day.
Yep.
If you choose to participate, tell us what's on your mind, get something off your chest, you might have a prize. We've got some prizes to give away, including South Street, Stephen Wright tickets, Mighty Muscle tickets, Welcome to Rockville. Who knows? We just love to hear from you, find out what's on your mind. 277-9600, that's the phone number. Give us a call.
The only way you're going to get better is, to get out there and practice your craft.
Yep. Because we've got to go out there and win every day. That's what we're here for. You got to remember, this is a business.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not out there to win, what are you out there for?
Stan and Haney, 96.
You know, injury is part of the game.
K-Rock, you got to play hurt.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open, 277-9600. Chance for us to talk to you, find out what's on your mind, get something off your chest, make a comment, thought, contribute to the show, maybe a prize. Can't guarantee it, but maybe a prize. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos and 30 in studio. What do you got for us, Haney? You know what? I'm seeing the phones lighting up, and I forgot to find out what we got as a music bed for the phone calls.
You're doing that to me right away? You're not even going to, read a promo or anything?
I don't want to read anything right now. I will say this, that this segment, maybe some Mighty Muscle tickets, and I've also got some South Street food down in Naples if you want to eat and have a cold craft beer. We got a $50 gift certificate there, and we've got tickets to the Mighty Muscles. Tuesday games, 2-for-1 Tuesday games, 2-for-1 beer, 2-for-1 sodas, 2-for-1 hot dogs. That's what I'm going to offer this segment. Ahoy, thank you for holding. You're on with Stan and Haney.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. What's going on? Who's this? Okay, you held for so long and your phone doesn't work. And that's your end because you had a signal problem. 277-9600. Call again and we'll put you through. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Freeman.
Hey, Freeman, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing
good
today?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
Well, I'm getting ready to probably sell my place because I can't turn down what they're offering me. But I wanted to tell you guys about the three things in my life that you guys told me about that I think is damn sure true.
All right.
20 years ago, give or take a month or so. Haney said something about Duke's mayo. My goodness, he was correct.
Yeah, I used to be a Hellman's guy until he told me to try Duke's mayonnaise, and it's made right here in the South, and it's a good quality mayonnaise.
And the other thing has been quite a bit more recent was barbecue sauce. Thank you very, very much.
There are
still sold in North Fort Myers.
Yes.
A couple stores.
There's still a few stores that carry the barbecue saw. Yes,
it's
great.
It's so good, I send it to my ex-wife just to piss them off.
And?
The third thing, we are, in fact, living in Idiocracy, and you both said we'd be doing it, and
well,
we are.
Well, again, I am not a big fan of that movie, but I truly believe
it's
we
prophetic.
Are. It is coming true, isn't it?
Oh, I think it is kind of true. I mean, you know, with the fake money that's real. And,
yep.
Now you hold on. The world's in charge.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You said you're selling your house. What are you moving away or getting into something else? What are you doing?
I'm gonna move out west. I keep getting offers for this place that I just can't turn down, and it's I call it the Velvet Prison. It's really pretty darn nice.
Okay.
Got my own pond, my own property on a paved road. You can't see anything but my trees,
right on.
My house and stuff, you know.
Well, make sure you take us with you.
Well, what I'm going to wind up doing probably is moving back to someplace in the mountains that I know of, where there's an old barn next to a cave, and I think that's literally, I'm not kidding about that. That's probably where I'm going to go.
Don't keep saying this. Haney's going to want to go with you.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't call to get you to ask for anything. I don't want anything. Your entertainment, thank you.
Well, thank you, brother.
I want something when you get set up. I want to come visit.
Oh, I'll send you tickets. Hell, I'll send you a car and you can drive up there because I'm going to make money off this place.
See you, brother. 277
The old Velvet
9600.
Prison.
Yeah. Line two, you said? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, my name is Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, I just had a follow-up story to your duck story.
The Muscovy duck, yes.
Yep. My wife is a realtor in Cape Coral area, and she had sold a house to a property in Cape Coral from people up north, and he had a duck problem because the previous owner was feeding them. So they were all over his property, and he slowly removed them all. I didn't ask how, but they were all gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he called my wife one day and said, I'm watching on my camera, and there's a nest by my front door with like 7 or 8 duck eggs in it, and he wanted my wife to go there and remove the eggs and get rid of them for her, and she said, absolutely not.
These Muscovy ducks are a nuisance. They're a pest animal.
Yes, they are. But he wanted my wife to get rid of them, remove the nest, and get rid of the eggs, and she wouldn't do it for him.
It's best to do it when there's still eggs and not little baby ducklings around. That's the best time to do it. And plus, if you're hungry enough, you cook them up. I will tell you this, and this is a true story. Muscovy ducks, even in the duck world, are the scourge.
Oh, yeah, they're looked down on.
And there was, for a brief time, and I don't remember the name of it, this was many years ago, and Cape Coral was going through their Muscovy duck problem. And on the menu, you had all of these delicious food, veal chop and prime rib. And when it got to poultry, one of the descriptions, roasted Muscovy duck. And I remember looking at it, does the chef know that he's cooking the buzzard of the duck world? I don't know anybody who would order a Muscovy duck. No.
Well, they're repulsive.
They are repulsive, and it's not because they're full of face blisters all over their face. They're a pest. They're a nuisance. 277-9600. Got a couple of lines open. No busy signal. At the moment, if you want to call right now, 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ah, Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
I'm sure you guys, because you guys are, switched on and in the know. My friend Tucker Carlson is doing a special about masculinity.
Oh, yeah, the testicle tanning.
Gentlemen, I'll get to that, okay? I'm outside right now trying it, okay? I feel like a beast. But here's, I take umbrage with this, two things in this. I got an advance copy of this, as you know.
Of course.
And he shot some of that out on my property. In fact, that ice bath that you see, that gentleman jump in, Joe Rogan's done it. I mean, you know, you name it. Now, there are two things that I have a problem with. Number one, he did not mention super male vitality at all.
I'm shocked.
Even though we have discounts coming up, $34.99, free shipping till the end of the month.
You can't beat that.
And, I mean, it's like he's trying to undercut my business here. And he did not include me at all. And as you know, I am peak alpha manliness.
Hey, yeah. Alex, I have a question for you. I just read that InfoWars filed for bankruptcy.
Is that anything true to that?
You know, I don't read movie magazines. I don't pay attention to fake news media. CNN, Dribble, blah, 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 blah. We're taking care of. Do not worry.
Well, you know what? Regardless of what may be going on, once they finally blow up Hunter's laptop, that'll put you back over the top.
Well, there's only one way to put the pressure on the DOJ for this, and that's to go to InfoWarsHealth.com or dial 853-3139. You are the resistance!
That's the only way.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How are you doing today?
What's your first name, Howard?
Yes, sir.
How are you, Howard?
Doing good. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get away from the radio.
Thank you.
But I'm back on your Muscovy duck thing.
Yes, sir.
I was in a training class in Ohio, and they literally had Muscovy duck on the menu.
Yeah, people don't understand. Getting them, here's how I feel. Now, I know a lot of people like catfish, right. But I've never been a fan of catfish because it is a bottom feeder. It eats anything.
A lot of tiny bones.
And so you'll see catfish on a menu. Well, guess what? I'd rather have a nice halibut or a haddock or something along those lines than eating a catfish.
It's about how it's prepared. You can take a catfish and somebody that knows what they're doing can make something great.
You can take an aquarium fish like a tilapia and make it taste really good.
And convince everybody that it's great.
Great.
And one more story about Muscovy duck.
Yes, sir.
I was going through a parking lot and Muscovy duck walked right in front of my big Tundra pickup truck. And I stopped and I let it go. And I thought it was past my truck. And unfortunately, it wasn't.
Accidents happen.
Yeah, that duck literally lifted that whole truck off the ground.
Yeah, there's a lot of bulk to it. They got a good skeletal system.
What?
Can I get you baseball tickets or $50 to South Street?
South Street's great. You don't have Stephen Wright, do you, by any chance?
I got to hold on to those. They only gave me a few of them, and I gave away two yesterday, and so that kind of puts me on the spot.
South Street would be great if that's okay with you, sir.
That's fine with me. Hold on, and we'll get you set up with that, okay?
Thank you.
And remember, with Junior, pretty much handle it the way you handled this phone call, very professionally, businesslike. Don't get him off on some kind of little tangent or anything like that.
Yeah, I know he wanders.
Yeah, he does. He's a wanderer. Hold on.
I'm a wanderer, huh?
Yeah, you don't focus.
You're the type of guy who likes to run around.
Yeah, you're the wanderer. Yeah, the wanderer. Round and round. 277-9600. What is this? Oh, never mind. I'm getting a
You know, this
messages.
Is such a great song. This is Johnny Jenkins with Dwayne Allman on guitar.
Ah.
The name of the song is Walk on Gilded Splinters, and this is the song Beck sampled for Loser.
Oh, nice. I'll grab this one cold since he's not yet. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Corey, the captain from Naples.
Hey, Corey, welcome to the show, buddy. Stan and Haney here.
Hey, buddy. I just started listening a moment ago. I don't know what's been talked about already, but it's probably been addressed. But no more masks on airplanes, baby.
Yeah, I know. The mandate, thanks to a federal Florida judge, they went and said the mask mandate's over with.
Yeah, let freedom ring. Come fly.
Well, here's the thing. Whenever a federal judge makes a ruling, now this was just based on the extension for 2 weeks because they were going to go and see if there was going to be a spike.
Yeah,
Federal judge makes the ruling. It has to go into effect. Now, the Justice Department right now in Washington, D.C., is looking over this ruling to see if they want to appeal it and start a whole court proceeding on it. As of right now, it doesn't look like they've made any moves yet because it just is covering the extension that they put on. But it is a nice feeling knowing that you can finally, after 2 years, go on a plane or other public transportation and not have to wear a mask.
Yeah, we're all thrilled about it. And calling me a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, the powers that be, I think they knew it was going away anyway. So they let this happen.
I tend to agree with you.
On the shoulders of the evil conservative judge.
I tend to agree with you. That's why they're not fighting it. It was going to be lifted anyway. And I guess the airlines are asking you, please, if there's a flight attendant, you know, one of the uppity, pushy flight attendants that try to tell you to wear a mask, listen to them. They don't want to start any fights because word hasn't gotten to everybody. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Are you telling me there's going to be flight attendants that are like that last Japanese soldier that doesn't know the war's
correct.
Over.
Ray, what's going on?
Nothing much, man.
All right. Stop saying not much, because there's other people waiting, and have your thought. It's so, you try so hard to get on the air, and we only have such a short period of time with you, and I say, what's going on? And you say, not much. I'll tell you, we got stuff going on. We're going to continue with your phone calls, but they will be for Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike Chiannopoulos is back in the studio. Call us, 277-9600. If you have a question for Mike, you can still text us on the Absolute Law text line. We've got emails that have come in this week. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio. He's an attorney. You got questions going on in your life about, well, family law, child support, alimony, visitation with the kids, having problems with somebody wanting to take your kids out of state or something. Maybe step-parents, all that family law, criminal, DUI, civil, veterans issues. That's why Mike Chiannopoulos comes in once a week in studio so you can talk to him. It's not every day you get a chance to talk one-on-one with an attorney. This is your opportunity. Call in now. Get in line for Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos will be joining us next here on the Stan and Haney Show.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. You are about 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock cash hole word that could get you $500 in cash. But right now, Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law has joined us in
Ben,
studio.
I'm going to be gone the rest of the day. I mean, I'll do this segment.
Yeah.
But I'm going on the boat with Mike.
Oh. Yeah, we decided that. We decided that while you were on here.
That's fine. While I was on the air.
I need you, well, you were working.
Yes.
I need to thank Junior for the water, though. It's like, I like coming here now. I get cold water
waiting
for me.
Yeah.
Junior, you're the man.
Yeah, he's something else, isn't he?
Would you like a coffee, too?
No, I'm good now. Thank you.
No, okay. He's really nice to everybody but us.
Yeah, but
Mike, if you need anything at all, let me know, please. I will get it for you, my friend.
See, now you guys are glad I'm here, aren't you?
I'm glad you're here. No, he doesn't treat us any better. As you can hear, Mike Chiannopoulos is in studio, so you can call as well. We've got texts already. We've got emails already. But he's in studio now, so if you want to talk to him directly, 277-9600. He's back in here a second week after a two-year not hiatus. Being in the studio.
Was it 2 years?
2 years.
It was that long, yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
And he's mad because he didn't get to sit by his pool that whole time.
Yeah,
only
I know.
Only part of it.
That was glorious.
It was a beautiful thing.
You know, it's a great day. I was looking into it. We had somebody... call, obviously we were on the air, but they've done away with the mask mandate.
Yes.
And declared it an unlawful order.
That's what the federal judge said.
Now, we were just talking about this. Regardless
of the masks going away, which is a great thing, but having it declared unlawful, is mm-hmm. that as big as
now,
it sounds
I heard
to me?
This yes. morning the DOJ in Washington's looking at it to see if they can go and do anything about it.
Correct, if they can appeal. Do some other things. And, of course, they could appeal it because it was a United States District Court judge, meaning a trial judge, who made that ruling. And then there's the appellate court, and then there's the Supreme Court. But right now the ruling is that executive order was not lawful because it was unconstitutional. Wow. There's somebody who actually knows that the Constitution exists, maybe even read it. Whoever that judge is, we need to go ahead and clone him or her.
Well, it's like, thank God it got in front of somebody that works for a living.
Yeah.
Right.
277-9600. If you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, of course, you can always text on the Absolute Law text line. I want to get the emails out of the way first, then we're going to go to the Absolute Law text line. Anybody that wants to call in, since Mike is now physically here, you can talk to him. We'll interrupt and put the phone caller right through. 277-9600.
Just quickly, is there any recourse for a citizen who has been adversely affected by an unlawful order from the federal government?
That's a good question.
Well, I'm pretty sure if you just stay up late enough at night, you'll see all those commercials about lawyers wanting to bring a class action lawsuit because of it.
Yeah.
So I bet there probably is.
You know what I want to...
Because, I mean, we say, well, they've made this ruling that the government can't do that, but they did it.
Right. And so are there any damages? And I'm sure there'll be plenty of... class actions wanting to be formed.
You know what I'm seeing a lot now? Because you saw all the class action stuff about asbestos. You saw let me just get this thought. Stuff about
breast
asbestos.
Implants, butt implants.
Now the one, when we were going to school, and it was the big thing, watch out, guys, they're spraying the pot plants with Paraquat. And now, suddenly, 25 years later, now the class action suits for anything you cancer or anything you got from Paraquat.
Well, now that's interesting. Do they ask you the source of your contact with Paraquat?
I don't know.
It wasn't bug spray, I'm just saying.
But I want to get back to the mask thing because I can't think of specifics, but there were videos all over the place of ordinary people who didn't want to wear a mask that were removed physically by federal authorities, ridiculed, denigrated.
From airplanes, not allowed to fly.
Yeah, and now we're told, no, the government had no right to do that to you.
Yeah, and I think they were
enforcing a law that shouldn't have been enforced.
Well, the remedy is to make them stop, I think, but...
Let's go right to the phone calls, and then we'll get to the emails and the texts.
Well, what about people that went through that? Do they have a case?
I don't particularly think so, but like I said, I bet you there'll be plenty of lawyers trying to form class actions. Watch late night TV, and you'll be fine.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Bob from Cape Coral. How
Bob,
are you?
Bob, doing well. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, Bob, what do you got for us today?
Got a question for you, Mike. I had a certain bank yesterday, long story short, cost me $643 because they canceled my card, which was done physically. I asked to speak to a supervisor. Clearly, they said I was on hold. I was in my car, which has the speaker system, hands-free talking to my daughter every time I brought up about the time and hold and everything else like that, or said something derogatory that I can't believe this is happening, the young lady would chime in. For an hour and 21 minutes while I waited on hold, she was listening to the conversation of my daughter and I.
So you were conference calling with the bank, and then you had your daughter on the other line?
No. My daughter was sitting beside me.
Oh.
And then it's a hands-free device.
So you're saying she was listening the whole time. No, you weren't just on hold. She was listening the whole time and occasionally chiming in.
Listening to what I was saying, and anytime I said something derogatory, not cursing or anything, when I say derogatory, is meaning the wait time and everything else, or I can't believe this lady did this to me. She put it as the card as being lost, is why, which has to be physically done, lying to me. But lying is not a crime or against the law. But every
depends
time
on whether
I would
or not you were married to the liar.
Easy.
yeah, that's a that would be a problem. That'd be a problem. But I'm still 33 years in marriage and still in training, so
yeah, well.
I'm happy for that.
So basically, what are you asking about? Why your card was taken away, or the eavesdropping when you thought you were on a hold?
The eavesdropping. There was no hold music. It eavesdropping on the conversation with my daughter.
That's interesting. There are federal acts out there that say there's no electronic interloping, which is just a fancy word for eavesdropping. I don't know if that would qualify because you initiated the call. I don't know. It's something we could talk about off the air, but it would require me to ask you a lot of questions and stuff. So off
the air is better. Great.
Give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE, and you can call there now. Just ask to set up a phone conference with me, and that'll be free.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Kindly. Have a great day. And thank you, Colonel.
You bet. Cool.
277-9600. Yes, Junior.
What about like when you like call like a bank or a service like that? Like they have that disclaimer. This call may be monitored or recorded.
For customer service.
Yeah, okay.
Customer service, training purposes. Well, yeah, that's not legal in the state of Florida, but unless, you know, if you consent to it by staying on the phone, then it becomes legal.
These email, by the way, you can still call. We got some text, 277-9600 for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, this may seem like an odd question, but is there any such thing as a lemon law on a new construction home? My home is still under warranty, and cracks have developed along the ceiling line in my living room and bedroom. I called the association, who sent over a contractor who merely caulked the cracks and told me repaint. I understand some settling occurs on a new home, but this looks far worse. If I hire my own contractor, does the association have to pay?
All right. First, let's start by answering there is no lemon law for houses. There probably should be, but there's not. However, you said it was still under warranty, and so that tells me there's a contractual obligation. Whether or not those cracks are, superficial or structural is a question that needs to be answered. So
yeah, because the person
better
does
hope
say
it's not Chinese drywall.
Yeah, the person does say that the association sent over their contractor who just caulked it.
Yeah, and so we're going to have to talk about what the association's responsibilities are and what the homeowner's responsibilities are, and if it's the association, you should be able to hire your own contractor and bill them to make sure it's done right. But there's a lot of ifs there. So give me a call, 239-ASK-MIKE. Ask for a phone consultation, and that's free.
There you go. And that's something that as long, and this has been over a decade now, you've always offered a free phone consultation
at
least find out where people stand, if you can even help them.
That's right. And I don't charge for that. Even if they come in and see me the first time, I don't charge for that to make sure that I can help them. And, you know, this guy, I would encourage him to follow up on that, because you don't want to find yourself in a situation 5 years from now when the warranties run out that you have a structural problem with your home.
Right. 277-9600. Phone call for Mike Chinopoulos. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Bill. How are you guys doing?
Good,
today?
Bill. You're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Hey, Bill,
thank
what
you.
Do you got for us today?
I got a big question for you, all right? I'm looking, been looking for 2 months or whatever for rental properties and that, all right? You know, to rent and that. And I have a felony charge.
Okay.
Is there any year limit that they can do, that they can go back to it at? Because when you fill out an application
for employment.
They ask you.
And well, I know.
And but, I'm pretty sure the expiration date's about a year after you die.
Okay. Well, see, now, on a job application, they can only go 5 years. You know, saying, okay, have you been convicted in the last 5 years? And you can say no, because it was over 12 years ago.
Right.
But on a rental agreement, they ask you, is there any law that says, you know, like 10, 12 years to where I could say no? You know what I'm saying?
Not that I know
on
of.
On the application.
Not that I know of. I don't do that kind of law. So, you know, if you need to go further, you should probably call my office, 239-ASK-MIKE, and let's get you a referral to somebody who does that. That's not my area. It's outside my wheelhouse. But it doesn't feel to me like they need to limit that.
And I'll tell you this, and we've talked about this before. Mike Chiannopoulos has a referral system that if he doesn't handle a type of law, he's got the person that he can refer you to that does.
Yeah.
Right. And I appreciate your time in that. But, you know, it's a hard thing for people down here in that, you know, with everybody renting everything right now.
Yeah. The market's gone crazy.
I know.
All right. Appreciate the call, buddy.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Have a good Bill. And remember, you know, Bill should know, too. I mean, once you have a felony conviction, you lose, and I'm sure he does know this, you lose certain civil rights.
Right.
And those rights never come back. They're gone for the rest of your life. And so it wouldn't surprise me if they were allowed to ask, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Wanted to let you know, the judge that we all have to thank for that ruling, her name is Catherine Kimball Mizell, one of the youngest judges as far as district judges.
33 years old when she was appointed by Trump.
Yep. Confirmed by the Senate. In November 2020.
Yeah.
I
knew that off the top of my head.
You did.
Yes, you did.
2779600.
She is a Lakeland native, and her jurisdiction is around Tampa.
Yeah. Absolute Law text line question for Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, if I have been Baker acted in the past about 5 years ago, am I allowed to apply for a firearm? And am I allowed to get it expunged from my record? The Baker Act was silly, and I have since done therapy and counseling. I am no longer on any psychotropic medications. I live a full, productive, and happy life right now.
Well, I would tell you, you certainly can apply for one. And when you do, you need to be honest about what happened. If they deny it, there's an appellate process so that you can be heard by a board or some portion of that regulatory body, and a determination can be made for you specifically. But I need to ask you this, and you're not on the phone with me, but you know, why do you want a concealed permit? I mean, why do you want to carry a weapon? If you feel like you're in real danger, maybe you need to move. I'm a pro-gun advocate, but everybody should own a gun. I just don't think people need to be carrying them out in the public.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a concealed weapons permit, but I certainly got a pump shotgun in my house.
Yeah.
Let's take we got time for one more call because the cash hole's coming up, and I want to get info out for Mike Chiannopoulos where you can go and see and talk to him. Last call. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan. Favorite New Yorker that harasses Junior. What's going on?
Hey, how are you? You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Good to go. Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. I'm a disabled veteran, service-connected traumatic brain injury, 0%, service-connected PTSD, 0%. Service-connected about 15 different injuries at 0%. I have a lawyer that's currently hired for the time being. We won the appeal process in 2019.
Okay.
Still waiting for a decision.
What do you mean, if you won, how are you waiting for a decision? A decision is the win.
We won the appeal. We won the appeal to reopen everything since 2010.
Okay.
Haven't heard anything.
Well, what happens is, you win the appeal. Winning an appeal doesn't mean somebody wins their case, right? We lose a case and we appeal it, and many people think, okay, if we win the appeal, then we win the case. They say that, no. What happens is the appellate board says there was something wrong here, and they send it back, so it starts all over again as of 2010. Now, the good news is, once they give you an award, and I don't see, I have both TBI and PTSD, service-connected, but I'm at 90%, and I don't see how they could give you less than 70% for your TBI.
They, Mike, they gave me service-connected traumatic brain injury 0% because I'm not in a vegetated state. And that's exactly, quote-unquote, what the VA wrote.
All right, I got to
let
you
go. I wish you luck. Give me a call if I can help you in any way.
And that's anybody.
That's anybody. But you probably need to work with... I got some people that you can work with. Give me a call. But anybody can get me, Stan, 24 hours a day.
That's right. He's Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. The number, 239-ASK. Mike.
That's it. It's easy to remember.
Cash Hole coming up. You got your outro?
I do. You've been speaking with Storm Chinopoulos on 96.1 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I'm President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho with a message from the future to address you and your bitches. And since I'm from the future and you ain't, I'm gonna keep it simple for you dumbasses. No more income tax. You heard me. In the future, I got rid of all that income tax. And I got all up on some outgo tax. So every time you take a s***, I'm taxing that a***. That's right. So it don't matter if you rich or poor, wrinkly ass old, or young and dumb, the government is taxing your excrement. So every time you gotta pee, it helps the economy. And every time you got to go, the government money will flow. And when you're squatting on the stool, you put some food through school. And every bout with diarrhea saves a government official's career. But now we're going to build a road with the heavy toilet load. I say, out go tag,
out go tag.
Outgo tax,
outgo tax,
outgo tax,
outgo tax,
outgo tax.
Yo, break it down, Camacho.
That's not what your country can do for you. But what can you do for your country?
I'm President Camacho, and I approve this message.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you have about 8 minutes. 8 minutes left to get the 4 o'clock cash hole word in. That word, play. P-L-A-Y, play, P-L-A-Y. Text that word, play, to 45911 or enter it on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com. Again, you got about 7.5 minutes to do that right now. If you're the randomly selected multi-market player, they'll call you back and tell you you've won the $500. Now, just by entering on the app, or online, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. But the 4 o'clock cash hole word and a chance at the $500 is play. P-L-A-Y. Don't frustrate Junior any more than he is. Don't text it here. Don't keep sending the words every 2 hours here.
I don't want to see the jazz hands today.
Yep. You text it to 45911. Or go to the app, put it in there. Go to 96krock.com, put it there. Junior doesn't give a rat's ass that you're texting it to us simply because he's not getting $500. So it means nothing to him.
Unless you want to share.
Oh, and then that's a whole different ballgame. Well, but how can they share if they're sending the word to you? It's not getting to the place where it needs to get to.
Well, then I'll give you the hot tip of where to text it to.
Is that what you'll do? All right. If they're willing to share.
Exactly.
Play is the word. We're gonna.
You know, we got to keep him employed.
Why? No, that's not my responsibility.
Because I could see him becoming a lazy criminal.
Yeah.
Because he'd figure out some angle.
I mean, what did you say yesterday? He's got the closest thing to a virtually no-show job now.
Yeah.
You guys are such dicks, dude.
Why you treat us like that? I think to have a no-show job, I think it's
pretty
good. You're
basically calling me, like, saying my job is nothing. Then you're calling me a lazy criminal.
Yes.
If I leave this place.
Every other job that you've had, if you were to rank every job that you've had in terms of difficulty, where would this rank?
Oh, it's one of the most, it's like the least difficult. Because I'm talented. Because I'm talented.
No, that's good. No.
It's all talent.
So you're getting by on your natural talent.
Exactly. Yeah. It's my skills.
What?
It's my skills.
Which ones in particular?
Show me which ones.
Everyone knows this, man.
Oh, you're everyone right. Knows this. That shuts it down.
Yeah, right. I don't really gotta explain anything.
Jeez. Let's get you updated.
So why are you so angry if it's so easy?
Yeah, why? Why are you so angry?
Because you guys are dicks.
I don't think so.
How are we?
I think
dicks?
We treat you pretty
you
damn
the
well.
Easiest job you've
don't
ever
bring
had.
Up any personal issue of mine. And just ram it down my throat.
Oh, but I think you said it yesterday, when we bring up other people's personal issues, that's funny.
Yes, it's hilarious. It's great.
But when it affects you, then it's not funny.
Yeah, no. Then it's not funny, one bit.
No show job.
But you admit, we have provided you with the easiest job that you've ever had or ever will have.
And fought our asses off to get you hired back when you got fired.
But we're dicks.
Oh, the biggest of dicks.
Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. We're the dicks. Ask yourself a hard question. Who's being the dick here?
I would say we're like your guardian angel.
Yep. Road Watcher just texted in. Got an accident. Michael G. Rippey and 41 northbound. Cape Coral. Disabled vehicle. Veterans Parkway and Country Club Boulevard. And then this one's in Fort Myers. Crash. South Tamiami Trail and Emerson Square Boulevard. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, except for Junior, who doesn't respect him at all, Mark Haney. What will be coming up? Well, Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A new study ranked penis sizes in 86 countries.
Haven't they done that before? And I think Japan's the smallest. We're like fourth.
Yes, they've done it before, but as you've told me, people never get tired of nonsense like that.
Well, you're right.
Because I could have skipped it.
Yeah, but you notice how I comment on it? Because suddenly, you know, it's something we all want to talk about, huh?
Yeah, we've talked about it before.
Yeah, talk about it again in the future.
Yeah. Bores the hell out of me, but I'm not the audience.
No.
At least one person will stay tuned because of that.
I know that. More than one. They want to see how they stack up.
We've got some some big fast food news.
What?
A menu favorite at a certain fast food place making a comeback. They took it away. Now they're giving it back.
I think I know what it is because it made my wife jump for joy when she saw the ad last
night. Mm-hmm. And finally, for reasons known only to her, a 53-year-old woman who has never driven in her life thought it was about time she learned. We'll tell you how that turned out.
I'm sure not well. And let me tell you something. The older you get, it's just like learning a language. When you're young, you can learn very well. The older you get and you decide to take on something like that, the more difficult it is, especially when there's a woman at the wheel.
No. By the time that you're old, you have to capitalize on what you know well.
Yup. Because it's all, by that point in time, all done on feel.
Yeah. And, you know, it starts to deteriorate.
Yep.
So you better know a lot.
Yep.
Because then you can retain more.
Correct.
As it inevitably, well, yeah. Never mind. These stories and
skills and
much, much more. What is that? Unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter, it is so important. We try to make you laugh maybe once a day if we're lucky. And this might be one of those times. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
A survey finds that 45% of dog owners say their dog is in better shape than they are.
Just ask Junior.
I've had it up to here. Here.
Well, with his dog, it's that Munchausen by proxy where he's always having procedures done on it.
Because the dog is so sick, but it's really not. He's just projecting it on it.
At least I didn't have cancer.
Feed him a plastic bag so he has intestinal problems and stuff like that.
You know, like a small-time magician getting that bag out.
Yep. You know, it starts out yellow, then it turns brown.
I don't know what her intestines did to it, but that bag was pretty long, man.
Last one, red.
Yep. Ta-da! With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other things we envy about dogs.
Top other things we envy about dogs.
Dogs who roll over for belly rubs from strangers are adorable.
Yeah.
When we do it, we're the pervs at the park.
Yeah, we're the sickos.
Jakey, daddy gonna be home soon. I'll give you big old kisses.
When's the last time your stylist offered to express your anal glands?
Yep. Sometimes you gotta ask.
This is funny.
You know, we'd never have to miss a band at Coachella if we could just take a dump in the middle of the field. Unlike dogs, we can't just say I'm territorial to excuse you biting someone.
Go lay down.
Have you seen how quickly dogs bounce back from puking?
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
What do I do?
And finally, the top other thing we envy about dogs.
Yes.
When we hump a pillow, it just makes everybody else uncomfortable.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
I know I'm a jackball, but it wasn't me.
I think it was.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
I think it was. Ahoy. at stanandhaney.com.
You want to do it again?
Sure. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Sit down.
All right, Dan.
That's our email. Here are a few emails that have come our way. This is from Andrea. Heard you talking, Haney, yesterday about Phantom of the Paradise.
Yeah.
Guys, this album was a huge part of my teen years living in Winnipeg.
It's awesome.
They still have cover bands doing that album. Love listening to you guys. Signed, Andrea.
Andrea has tremendous taste.
This from Meg.
How is she?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I hope you had a great Easter and he has risen. Over the weekend, I went to have my taxes done at a tax prep place. And I was in full Haney mode on how we have to do our taxes and the government and other countries depend on it. And then I said, then there's an alleged rumor about another pandemic. If they know there's another pandemic, why is Bill Gates always front and center and talking about this? When did he become a doctor? Sebastian, my tax prep guy, said he breathed a sigh of relief. He said, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. And we got to talking and what we each knew about the coronavirus. I am glad I was able to talk to someone about what's going on as I get my taxes done and out of the way, finally. Love the show. Thanks for the laughs. Signed, Nutmeg. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, guys, more embarrassing moments for Goofy Biden.
Come on, man.
Is that the point we're at now? Is just Goofy Biden?
He was, and I saw this, and if you don't think... If you think it was innocent, you are completely wrong.
The Easter Bunny?
Yes.
Oh, God.
He was at the Easter egg hunt and talking to some people. Now, all I heard was something about Afghanistan. Suddenly, someone dressed as the Easter Bunny comes in waving his arms almost like he was stopping him from speaking. He was. Don't scare the little kids and stuff. Go in the Easter Bunny costume. And
then Biden wandered off purposeless. He didn't know where to go.
After this, he then looked lost and confused. There were other things that happened, like Jill Biden telling him to wave and also telling him to sit down. All true. Here's another thing. 58% of Americans don't think he has what it takes to lead us. Well, I don't need a poll for somebody to tell me that. One last thing, and it has to do with Junior.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
What the hell is wrong with that twink?
Twink? Bro, I'm more of a bear.
Is he at that time of the month? Because he was so bitchy yesterday. Or maybe he's just having PMS. So just be quiet, Junior, and do your damn job. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
Oh, there's Pat Boone in a sand trap. He doesn't get into a sand trap. He shoots him just the way he likes him, right down the middle.
That's the way I like it.
When we come back, Going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie, five movie clips, and we were talking about it last week. Haney even suggested Hollywood loves baseball movies.
I think that's their favorite sport.
I could have taken 20, 25 baseball movies. I only got five of them.
Because I wanted to make it easy on you.
I've done baseball movies before.
Yeah.
But they're fun to do, too.
But there's plenty to choose from.
Plenty. Your job is to identify the film clip that we play. First person to identify the baseball film will get themselves a nice prize. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
You know, when I come across something good, I'd like to pass it along. And I know, Haney, you are a big tea drinker. And if you've noticed, I've started drinking some tea. And what I have found, I've discovered this, my wife's boss had brought some over to the house because her husband is a big fan of it. And I didn't know what to expect. They're tea bags from, what is that brand? Celestial Teas.
Yeah.
And it is half and half iced tea that is in the tea bags. You know how they have them attached two bags at a time and you break them off. It's meant to be brewed in cold water. I put the tea bags in a bottle of spring water, put it in my bag, and it is the best tea. If you like a little half and half, like Arnold Palmer kind of thing with lemon, like a lemonade / tea, it's spectacular. And I've been bringing it in. I just leave the bags right in there to float around. And it brews itself, and it tastes fantastic without adding any sugar, although you can add sweetener to it if you want, but it has a natural sweet taste to it. It's really good.
Hmm.
Want to just pass that along to you. Junior, are you interested?
You like tea bags?
You apparently do, because that's cropping up in your head. Would you like me to do that to you right now?
What a good old fashioned.
So, what is the name of it?
It's a Celestial Teas, iced tea, half and half lemonade tea. And you get them. It's just like if you kept your regular teas up in the cabinet and you want to take down. That's what you get.
All right.
And would you like me to bring you in a couple of bags of it tomorrow that you can try?
You know, I wouldn't mind it.
Just let me know what you think.
Because I generally don't like the half and half. I like a full body.
Oh, this makes it full body though. It's got some bite to it.
Is it caffeinated?
I don't think so.
See, that's where
I don't know. I have to look at the box.
A full-bodied.
There it is.
Caffeinated.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
That's it right there.
Ready in 5 minutes, it says.
If you want it ready in 5 minutes, I leave the bags in there all day. Would you like to try one? I'll bring a couple of bags in for you tomorrow.
Bring a tea bag?
I would gladly accept a tea bag or two from you.
Yeah, I'll bring a.
We're close enough that can be done.
I can share a tea bag with you. A couple of tea bags.
That's very nice of you.
Yep, no problem.
Very considerate.
Yep. Let's get you.
Maybe one day I'll return the favor.
I wish you would. Let's get you updated.
I don't think Junior needs to be involved in this.
No. We're a couple of grown adults, not a child. Firehouse Subs.
Because I don't think he'd appreciate it.
Nope. Firehouse.
Because you know, as a grown man, that you can offer me a tea bag.
A couple of tea bags.
And I'm mature about it.
Yes.
Not go off giggling about it.
We both appreciate a good tea bag.
We're confident enough to say that.
Exactly. Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
I get a little nervous when you say half and half, but
yeah, I know.
I guess it's really all the same thing.
These are those around the world teas they offer.
that's what it is. Yeah. The around the world.
Yeah, teas from around the world.
I'm still a little put off by the half and half, but
Fort Myers.
Not to say I won't try it.
Yeah, I'll take care of you tomorrow. Just one thing.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep, disabled vehicle. Metro Parkway and Colonial Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news.
You know, that's a true friend.
Yep.
Offer you his own tea bag.
Yep. Right. I'll have him right in my knapsack. time now to play Stan's Name That Movie. I got phones on lockdown right now. We'll release the phones after you hear the first movie clip. Today's topic.
You know what? I think Junior is a little jealous that you didn't offer him a tea bag.
Well, he didn't get one.
Well, they might be a little salty, and I can't have any more salt, right?
Well, that's true. You got a heart condition because you don't limit the salt in your body.
No, that's right.
Can't lift anything. Five movie clips. Today, the topic, baseball. If you are the first person to correctly identify the movie clip, we got five of them. You'll have your choice of the following while they last. We've got one more. That's it for the month. One more pewter mug. We've got tickets to the Mighty Muscles. They're back in action. And we've got Tuesday game tickets for you. That's two for one night. Two for one hot dogs. Two for one sodas. Two for one beers. I have one pair of tickets to go see the legendary Stephen Wright coming to the Barber B Man on May the 1st. We'll put you and a guest on the guest list. Welcome to Rockville. Coming up fast, and we've got a pair of weekend wristbands for you. For May 19th through the 22nd at Daytona International Speedway. And we got some more food for you. It's $50 to South Street in Naples. Craft beers, pizzas, Philly cheesesteaks. Think of something that you want. The topic is baseball. Be the first person to identify the clip. Here's clip number one. Name this movie.
What?
There's chocolate all over this ball.
Look, Mr. Buttermaker, quit bugging me about my food. People are always bugging me about it. My shrink says that's why I'm so fat. So you're not doing me any good, so let's quit it.
Okay. All right, look alive. Let's get one. Are you ready? Let's get one out there. Engelberg?
What?
That is a bunt. B-U-N-T. The catcher is supposed to pick up the bunt and throw it to first base.
Well, how was I supposed to know? You made sure the big deal yelling after them.
Diversionary tactic, Engelberg. Now get the ball.
Why are you always picking on me? What did I do to you?
Engelberg, crank your crummy belly yank and throw the ball to first base. Stupido.
Don't blame me. I didn't even know it was your car. It's a dumb thing parking it so close to the field anyway.
All right, boys, let's get back to basics. This is a baseball.
Why does that sound like somebody I know? 277-9600. Phone lines are open. Name that movie. Win a prize. He was all growing up, but we actually had him in the studio.
Yep, he was right here.
Ahoy, who's this? Okay. Laugh all you want. But it ain't going to win you a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Neil?
Name it.
Bad News Bears.
It is the Bad News Bears. What would you like?
I'd love to see Stephen Wright.
All right, you got him. Hold on. I'll have more Stephen Wright tomorrow. By the way, on Monday's show, he will be joining us.
I love Buttermaker. Let's get back to basics.
Yep.
This is a baseball.
That's how the game is played. Theme today, baseball. This one might test your memory banks a little bit. Name this movie about baseball. Win a prize. Here you go.
Okay. The Milwaukee Brewers are pleased to be able to help a member of the Brewer family reclaim his rightful place in baseball history. So it is with great pride that I introduce to you the once and future Stan Ross. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shembury, and to the Milwaukee Brewers organization. And I promise you, it won't be like last time without in front of the microphone with all that cussing, you know. Yes.
Do you truly believe you can help make the Brewers more competitive on the field?
How can I not make them more competitive? Let me be a little bit polite here. The Milwaukee Brewers are weak. Who they got? The Little League team. You all know it. They need it.
How do you think it'll adjust to the contemporary game?
You ever heard of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes? Earth, Wind, and Fire? Some things just always play well. A little old school is exactly what this team needs.
What if you don't hit?
What's that?
I said, what if you don't hit? If all this talk is just talk and it becomes obvious that you're hurting the team, will you take yourself out of the lineup?
I said I'm going to hit. But when I say I'm going to do something, I do it.
That's not always how it works.
Well, it is with me.
Not the way I remember.
Well, maybe you remember something you thought I said I was going to do, but didn't say I was going to do it, because I cold blood do everything I say I'm going to do.
Is that the way you were raised?
Straight up and down, like 6 o'clock.
So what does your mama think about all this comeback foolishness?
Okay. That's it for today, fellas. Thank you very much.
Name the movie. I liked that movie.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff, name the movie.
Mr. 3000.
It is, Bernie Mac. Mr. 3000. Loved that movie.
I did, too.
You know who was in that scene? He's canceled now. Chris Noth. He played the management of the Brewers.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, he's a bad man. Yeah. What would you like?
We all ostracize him.
Pewter mug.
You got it. You got the last pewter mug
Boo,
for the month.
Chris Noth.
Hold on.
Boo.
All right.
What did he do?
So, who?
Chris Noth.
Something, I don't know.
Something or other.
Something or another.
I don't remember what it is, but he's not allowed here.
Stephen Wright's gone for today, and Pewter Mug's gone for today. We got Mighty Muscles.
You know what?
Welcome to Rockville. We have South Street.
Actually, he's not. If he wanted to come on the show, I wouldn't have a problem
I'd welcome
him.
We're up to movie clip number 3, another favorite movie of mine. I'll be honest with you. I had not seen this, did not see this movie when it came out. And it was on one of the movie channels being replayed about a year and a half ago. And my wife was watching it and she said, "This is a great movie. I would figure you would like this movie." I did. And I didn't watch it when it came out. And I'm
well, you didn't see Star Wars until 20 years until
I was a grown adult. Name this movie, a great movie about baseball.
You in trouble, aren't you, son?
Yeah, well, that was my stepdad's ball. I took it without asking. It was signed by Babe Ruth.
George signed this?
George Herman Ruth? Yeah.
I take it back. You're not in trouble. You're dead where you stand. Hold on. Here. I'll trade you.
That's really nice of you, but that ball really is signed by Babe Ruth.
So is this one. With the rest of the 1927 Yankees.
Reverse row. Lou Gehrig.
Babe Ruth. But why would you trade? That one's all chewed up.
I got a lot of good stuff. Look at that stuff. Besides, you needed more than I do. George? I sure did. And he knew me. He was almost as great a hitter as I was. And I would have broken his record, too, but...
You went blind.
Yep. I used to crowd the plate so the strike zone almost disappeared. Pitchers hate that.
Name the movie. See, that's a movie Junior should watch, but he won't.
I've seen it a million times.
2 cents.
Yeah. Yeah. He has seen Roadhouse a million times.
I love Roadhouse.
2779600. Name that wonderful movie. Ahoy, who's this? See ya. Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
Chad, name it.
Is that Field of Dreams?
No. No, it is not. Jeez. 2779600. Name that phenomenal movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, fellas. This is Hunter in Naples.
Hunter, name the movie.
I believe that would be The Sandlot.
It is The Sandlot. You are absolutely correct. What would you like? I've got Mighty Muscles. I've got Welcome to Rockville. I've got South Street.
All right. I think I'm going to go with Rockville, I think.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Hold on. Man, that's such a good movie. Movie clip number 4, the topic, baseball. This is a great one. Name this movie and win a prize.
Hey! I don't recognize this guy.
Say hey! Willie Mays Hayes here. Play like Mays, and I run like Hayes. How you doing? How you doing? My man.
Lou Brown. Nice to meet you, Hayes. The parking lot is right out there.
Thanks. Oh, and don't you guys go anywhere. Plan to put on a hitting display.
I don't remember a Hayes on the list.
Who the hell is that?
But you hit like, with your speed, you should hit the ball on the ground and be legging them out. Every time I see you hit one in the air, you owe me 20 push-ups.
No problem.
Name the movie. 2779600. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Chad.
Chad, name it.
That is Major League.
It is Major League. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
Do you have Rockville?
I do. Hold on. All right, that's it for...
Back when President Palmer was still playing ball.
That's right. That's it for Rockville today, for the last one. And again, early ones get all the good pickings. Well, many to choose from. We still have good pickings. We have Mighty Muscles. We have South Street. If you're the first person to name our final movie... Name it.
Ray. People will come, Ray. They'll come to Iowa, for reasons they can't even fathom. They'll turn up your driveway, not knowing for sure why they're doing it. They'll arrive at your door, as innocent as children, longing for the past. Of course, we won't mind if you look around, you'll say. It's only $20 per person. They'll pass over the money without even thinking about it. Where it is money they have and peace they like.
Ray, just sign the papers.
And they'll walk out to the bleachers. Sit in shirt sleeves on a perfect afternoon. They'll find they have reserved seats somewhere along one of the baselines. Though they sat when they were children. and cheered their heroes. And they watched the game. And it'll be as if they dipped themselves in magic waters. The memories will be so thick, they'll have to brush them away from their faces.
Ray, when the bank opens in the morning, they'll foreclose.
People will come, Ray.
You're broke, Ray. You sell now or you lose everything.
The one constant through all the years, Ray, has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It's been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, is a part of our past, Ray. It reminds us of all that once was good and it could be again.
Makes me want to go out and play catch, doesn't it?
You want to?
Yes!
You know what? Let's throw a couple of tea bags down and let it chill and play a little catch.
Yep. Put on the old mitt, snap some leather.
You want to catch?
Oh, I'll pitch. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy? Was that you that tried calling before and all I heard you was giggling?
No.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that wasn't
you. Are you a giggler?
No, that wasn't me.
All right, just checking, but you are a giggler.
No, I'm not a giggler.
Oh, you like to giggle.
Well, then if you don't giggle, what do you do? Chortle? Guffaw?
I might laugh once in a while.
Belly laugh? Is it a big belly laugh?
Guttural? Really, just a normal, regular laugh.
Tammy, can you name the movie?
I believe it's Field of Dreams.
It is Field of Dreams. I have Mighty Muscles or I have South Street.
I think I will take South Street.
You got it. Hold on.
And you tricked everybody.
I know. I do that.
You knew what you were doing.
One fell for it. Outro, Haney, as we put the lid on this one.
And that concludes Stan's tribute to movies about baseball. Would you like to pick your own, or you want me to make something
up? Go ahead, try. I'll see if it's something doable.
Tune in next week as Stan pays tribute to wedding mishaps.
Sure.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
When an almost octogenarian goes to work in a children's daycare center, the hilarity ensues in...
Come on, man.
They've got questions, and he's got the answers.
Why?
And the question is whether or not you are... Why can't... Anyway.
He'll have to watch his step to keep up with this crew.
And the kids used to come up and rub my leg down, jumping on my lap.
Oh, gross.
Kids say the darndest things, and so does he.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Whether it occurs LGBTQI, BT.
So where do babies come from?
Mississippi.
You better be sure about that.
But now, we don't need... No, Lee, I apologize.
So don't miss the next...
Come on, man.
Miss this comedy, and there's only one thing he'll have to say.
Get vaccinated.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Only on Stan and Haney TV.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
We should be in a position where you, the experts say, we know is in fact it's going to be.
Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic. Then we have Mark Haney and the news a little bit later on, 6 o'clock to be exact. Another cash hole word, chance at the 500 as we hand things off to Sean Roberts.
Sounds like a meteorologist.
He does. He does, but he's...
he's not.
No, he's a very successful broadcaster.
And he's here to entertain you.
Yes, and take you through your Tuesday evening.
He's here to amuse you.
Yep. Bring you some kind of relief. Let's...
As are we.
Well, as I told Maria today, it's all relative. What are you used to? What are you willing to accept? Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
We almost broke out of the background. We almost gained someone's full attention.
Oh, yeah.
Slow down.
3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, here we go.
You don't want them to notice.
We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Gladiolus Drive and Paul Schultz Way. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, State Road 82 and I-75 northbound. And in Lehigh Acres, a disabled vehicle, Lee Boulevard and Alvin Avenue. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 25 minutes or so. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time. A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, April 19th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. I think it's safe to say that out of everyone who's ever lived, most people would agree that Albert Einstein was a true genius.
Yes.
And that we would do well to listen to what he had to say.
Mm-hmm. E equals MC squared.
Well, Einstein once said that the theory of relativity was, in fact, his best idea ever. And that's kind of obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was such a breakthrough. But what was his second best idea?
I don't know. Probably something on a blackboard with a lot of numbers and slashes and funny algebraic terms and all that stuff.
His second best idea was adding eggs when he cooked soup. To make soft-boiled eggs at the same time he was making soup so he wouldn't have to wash an extra pot.
That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
Brilliance knows no bounds.
Yeah. Think about that. Gonna use those eggs, maybe with that meal with the soup, maybe for later. One pot. Brilliant.
The brilliant man.
You darn right he is.
You know, another man that many people consider to be a genius.
Who's that?
John Lennon.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people claim that he's a genius. Or was a genius.
Now, this is not news to you, Stan, but...
What?
John Lennon famously took a 5-year break from writing music right around 1975.
Yep. When his Yoko and Sean was born.
Mm-hmm.
And so he became a house husband baking bread.
And we didn't know if Lennon would ever write or perform again.
We didn't know.
He was only inspired to get back to writing and performing music after he heard one particular song, and this song spoke to him on such a deep level. It said to him, John Lennon, you are not to be retired. And that song was...
What is it? Rock Lobster, the B-52s. Well, he heard Yoko in that. That sounds just like Yoko.
Someone reached in and grabbed it. What a Rock Lobster. Rock Lobster. Rock Lobster.
This
back then, this was out there.
This is what brought him back. He said, how can I be silent when I hear this?
You know, part of me, and I did it on two occasions without Haney's participation, for good reason, but part of me is... honored that part of my interviewing legacy, I interviewed Yoko Ono. But on the other side, there's a bit of shame that goes with it, too.
Well, you pandered to her many times.
I know. She was on a couple of times. And
I didn't participate.
No. it's tougher to get through to her than it is, say, to get through to the president. So many layers... to get through that wall of the Dakota to talk to Yoko.
And I knew that when attempting to interview that woman, you can't have multiple people involved.
No. And, all right, I got to interview Yoko Ono. That's, something to feel good about, but it's also a little bit of shame.
Yeah. Well, I feel good I got to sit next to Pete Best.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He never, I don't think, ever met Yoko. I got one up on Pete Best. No, I wasn't a Beatle, but I got to meet Yoko.
Mm-hmm. Well, we both got to talk to May Pang. So.
Yes, and got the real story. I'm going to tell you right now. Our interview, because both of us were very engaged in that interview with May Pang. If you don't know who she was his girlfriend, arranged by Yoko, to be his girlfriend during his lost weekend out in L.A. But we asked her every secret. In other words, they wanted to portray this image, but there was a different one behind it. And she answered everything.
She was very forthright.
Yes. And I have the recording, but the recording isn't up to airing standards. Maybe I'll get a couple of snippets from her and find out what she was basically saying. Yes, I was a secretary that worked at the Dakota. It was Yoko Ono who said, go off with my husband and be his girlfriend. And then she started talking about how John... started bringing up his friendships with old friends that he had, started finding his love for Great Britain again, got on the phone with Paul McCartney, Harry Nilsson, which is infamous, but he started inviting all these people over again. And then that's when Yoko said, enough's enough. Come home.
Yeah, fun time's over.
Yeah, fun time's over.
May I remind you that what you think is your life is no longer your
right.
life.
There is a famous picture, and it's available online, during his lost weekend, where he's renting a house, and for the first time in ages, he's hanging by the pool in Chase Lounges with Paul McCartney, because he invited him over. And then it was, no. Come back to New York, John. Yoko's calling.
What a shame. Mm. Rock Lobster indeed.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you a hockey question, Stan.
Okay. Should I know the answer to this?
Possibly. But I think it'll make you angry.
Okay. Oh, see, there they are during the lost weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, fire it at me.
What is the record for most points by a pair of brothers in the National Hockey League?
Well, here's what pops into my head. One of the greatest scorers of all time was the Golden Jet himself, Bobby Hull. His brother played for a while with the same team as he did and was an okay hockey player. I mean, he wasn't as good as Bobby, but Dennis Hull was a pretty capable hockey player. I'd say the Hull brothers.
And I would say that that is a well-reasoned, well-thought-out answer. But some answers aren't like that. Brent scored 4. His brother Wayne scored 2,857. It's the Gretzky brothers!
Brent Gretzky was a hack!
But he scored 4 goals. Even if he'd only scored 1.
He'd still lead the pack.
Yep.
His brothers.
Does it anger you?
It's ridiculous.
But it's the true answer.
I know it's a true answer.
You have a lot of hatred for Brent Gretzky.
Technically it is. I mean, you look at baseball and most home runs by brothers, you got Hank Aaron and mm-hmm. Tommy Aaron. Mm-hmm. Hank hit 755, and I think Tommy Aaron had maybe 20.
Yep. That's a tough road to hoe, being Brent Gretzky.
Well, you're still in the record books.
But think, I mean, what are your odds for success?
He didn't have success! In hockey, I don't know how he did the rest of his life.
No, but I'm just thinking, you're out there on the ice with that name on your back.
Yeah, that's tough.
No matter what you do, you're going to suck.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, incidentally, it's National Garlic Day. Happy Garlic Day.
Thank you, Haney.
Morale during the pandemic really hit rock bottom on November 5th, 2020, a day that will live in infamy. That's the day Taco Bell dropped the Mexican pizza from
yep.
their menu. And now Taco Bell realizes how many people they hurt.
I guess my wife loved the Taco Bell pizza.
Well, I love the Taco Bell pizza. I don't understand why they got rid of the enchirito.
Yeah.
But for the Mexican pizza, they're bringing it back starting on May 19th. In a press release, Taco Bell says that public outrage and online petitions convince them that the Mexican pizza deserves a place on the menu. When they dropped the Mexican pizza, they said it was because they felt that the packaging was overly wasteful. Now, they didn't address that now, but they did say that their team, I guess there's a team assigned to Mexican pizza, found some way to leave a lighter footprint. That's, you know, Gertrude Ungertman talk.
Yeah. That pain in the ass.
How dare you?
How dare you? Gertrude Ungertman, how dare you?
How dare you?
Oh, shut up.
You have stolen my dreams. Future.
How can you look away? Isn't there that one? Where don't look away? What is?
How dare you continue to look away?
Oh, shut up.
A men's health company called From Mars says they used, quote, Google data to come up with the numbers. What country is biggest in the pant? What country has the men who are most and least well endowed?
I'll tell you right now, if it's similar to the one they did about 10 years ago, USA is like fourth or fifth or somewhere around there. Is it Italy?
This survey has Ecuador in the lead with an average of 6.93 inches.
Look at Junior's impressed. Look at him shaking that head. Like Reuben Kincaid listening to the Partridge Family.
Yeah, that's sweet music.
Excuse me?
I'm rocking like a 3.5, so anything impresses me.
21 different countries clocked in at over the 6-inch mark, including the top five: Ecuador, Cameroon, Bolivia, Sudan, and Haiti. At 5.35 inches, the United States barely tops Japan.
Ta-da!
At 5.34. But we rank much higher than the UK at 5.17 and Ireland at an angry 5.03.
Very angry.
Canada and Mexico both ranked higher than the United States. Mexico is 29th at 5.87, Canada 12th at a solid 6.19. And finally, last on the list,
yeah,
is Cambodia.
Cambodia
at 3.95 inches.
Is that relaxed or turgid?
Turgid.
What? Okay.
Then comes Taiwan at 4.24, Philippines at 4.27, Sri Lanka at 4.29, and finally Hong Kong at an overconfident 4.41.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we've had a lot of laughs about women drivers over the years.
We sure have, Haney.
But this is no laughing matter. If a woman must drive, it's best to start early.
Yep.
For some reason, her family didn't step in and try to dissuade her. when a 53-year-old woman in Boston recently thought it would be a good idea to take up driving.
At what age?
53.
Please.
So, she got her learner's permit and finally took the wheel for the first time on Saturday. An overly optimistic family member allowed her to practice in their Range Rover.
You don't practice in a vehicle like that.
The relative did do one thing right.
What?
The relative protected the living by suggesting that she drive around a cemetery because at least they're already dead there.
Yeah.
But our gal may need some practice because she ended up losing control of the Range Rover, which is far too much car.
It's a lot of vehicle.
She plowed through 8 granite headstones, destroying the front of the Range Rover.
And have you seen repair costs? Not cheap.
That's a crying shame.
It is.
Both she and the relative are physically okay, and she didn't hurt anyone still alive. And
yeah, but who's going to go tell the families about those overturned granite tombstones? Who's going to break it to the family?
Well, the problem for the authorities when they look at this and see how recklessly this was conceived, they're having a hard time ruling this as an accident. Because really, a 53-year-old woman with a learner's permit in a Range Rover in a cemetery. Is that an accident?
No, that is far from an accident.
There seems to be some culpable negligence there.
Somebody should have stepped in.
Police say they are still investigating and have not ruled out charging her with reckless driving.
This is no accident.
You can't classify that as an accident.
No.
You can see.
Look.
Any reasonable. And that's the news for today, Tuesday, April 19th.
Double M, double X, double I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
A man can drive better than that with his eyes closed.
Yep. With a cigarette in one hand, a cold drink in the other, and steering with his knees.
And half a cheeseburger in his mouth.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll be back.
Thank you for calling 96K-Rock. Press 1 for Stan and Haney. Press 2 for Stan and Haney. Press 3 for Stan and... Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Stan and Haney, 96K-Rock.
So you're telling me people listen to us on their television sets?
I guess they can. If you know how to figure that out, I can't. Drive me nuts. I can't even put up a golf net. Stan and Haney. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock. Also, a casual word at 6. Let's get you updated right now. Last look at traffic this afternoon brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a few things on the board. Fort Myers got a disabled vehicle, Metro Parkway and Crystal Drive. Fort Myers, another disabled vehicle. This says Metro Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. And in Bonita, we got a crash. I-75 northbound at mile marker 118. And you are up to date.
She left, I've been running wild, jumping all the women I can. Gave me
little while, but now I'm back to my old style. I ain't seen my wife for 2 or 3 years. I'm a happily married man. Oh, yes, I am. And furthermore, ain't got no home, no children, no pets. I'm a happily married man. Oh, when I get tired, I just lay down. I sleep wherever I am. Now a pain and a powder's gone from my sink, and I don't have to worry about a taking a drink. And I ain't seen my wife for 2 or 3 years. I'm a happily married man. Come on in there, y'all.
Dwayne Allman.
Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
I learned a couple of things during COVID, especially during lockdown. I am not qualified to meet all of my wife's conversational needs. I love my sweet little wife to death, but she is a talker. She could talk 3 dogs off a meat wagon. And she's also what they call a verbal processor, which means every time she has a thought or an idea, she doesn't just think it, she says it out loud. So every morning during lockdown, I would get up and pour myself a cup of coffee, and I would turn around, and there she would be. And every morning it would be like, have you put any thought of where we're going to go when this pandemic is over? Because I've got to get out of this house. And talking about out of this house, you are not going to believe what I found out about the family that moved in down the street. I told you I thought that lady looked weird. Robin told me she can't find toilet paper anywhere. The people are hoarding it, and I think there ought to be an express line in hell for anybody that hoards toilet paper. That is so, so wrong. Oh, my God, I just saw my butt in the mirror. Why didn't you say something to me? Why are you making a noose? Untie that from the ceiling fan and get off the bed. You're messing up all my pillows. My day every day during lockdown.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
You know, we got to keep him employed.
Why? No, that's not my responsibility.
Because I just, I could see him becoming a lazy criminal.
Yeah.
Because he'd figure out some angle.
I mean, what did you say yesterday? He's got the closest thing to a virtually no-show job now.
Yeah.
You guys are such dicks, dude.
Why you treat us like that? I think you have a no-show job, I think it's
pretty good. You basically
call
me, like, saying my job is nothing. Then you call me a lazy criminal.
Yes, yes.
If I leave this place.
Every other job that you've had, if you were to rank every job that you've had in terms of difficulty, where would this rank?
Oh, it's one of the most, it's like the least difficult. Because I'm talented.
No, that's good. No.
It's all talent.
So you're getting by on your natural
talent.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's my skills.
What?
It's my skills.
Which ones in particular?
Yeah, show me which ones.
Everyone knows this, man.
Oh, you're right. Knows this. That shuts it down.
Yeah, I don't really explain anything.
Jeez. Let's get you updated.
So why are you so angry if it's so
easy?
Yeah,
why? Why are you so angry?
Because you guys are dicks.
I don't think so.
How are we
dicks? I think
dicks?
We treat
you
pretty
you
damn
well. The easiest job you've
don't
ever
bring
had.
Up any personal issue of mine and just ram it down my throat.
Oh, but I think you said it yesterday, when we bring up other people's personal issues, that's funny.
Yes, it's hilarious. It's great.
But when it affects you, then it's not funny.
Yeah, no. Then it's not funny, one bit.
No show job.
But not you good. Admit, we have provided you with the easiest job that you've ever had or ever will have.
And fought our asses off to get you hired back when you got fired.
But we're dicks.
But we're dicks.
Oh, the biggest of dicks.
Laughter, it is so important. We try to make you laugh maybe once a day if we're lucky. And this might be one of those times. It's the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
A survey finds that 45% of dog owners say their dog is in better shape than they are.
Just ask Junior.
I've had it up to here. Here.
Well, with his dog, it's that Munchausen by proxy, where he's always having procedures done on it.
Because the dog is so sick, but it's really not. He's just projecting it on it.
Yeah.
At least I didn't have cancer.
Feed him a plastic bag so he has intestinal problems and stuff like that.
You know, like a small-time magician getting that bag out.
Yep. You know, it starts out yellow, then it turns brown.
I don't know what her intestines did to it, but that bag was pretty long, man.
Last one, red.
Yep. Ta-da! With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
other things we envy about dogs.
Top other things we envy about dogs.
Dogs who roll over for belly rubs from strangers are adorable.
Yeah.
When we do it, we're the pervs at the park.
Yeah, we're the sickos.
JK, daddy's gonna be home soon. I'll give you big old kisses.
When's the last time your stylist offered to express your anal glands?
Yep. Sometimes you gotta ask.
You know, we'd never have to miss a band at Coachella if we could just take a dump in the middle of the field. Unlike dogs, we can't just say I'm territorial to excuse you biting someone.
Go lay down.
Have you seen how quickly dogs bounce back from puking?
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
What do I do?
What do I do?
And finally, the top other thing we envy about dogs.
Yes.
When we hump a pillow, it just makes everybody else uncomfortable.
30 years of blah, 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 and where has that led us?
I know I'm a jackball, but it wasn't me.
I think it was.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.